Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us now for the third of three discussions on planning your compliance career are Jim Passy, who's Vice President, Chief Audit and Compliance Officer at Honor Health in Scottsdale. Jim, thanks for joining us again, and I'm looking forward to our conversation now on making it to the top. Now, let me start by asking, how do you begin positioning yourself internally as the person who can take the top job once it becomes open?
Yeah, we talked a little earlier about being visible, and I think that's the best place to start. You know, make yourself known, be visible in meetings and key projects, not just as an attendee in a meeting, but as an active participant. You know, let people see you as an agent for positive change and really being a key voice at the table. People will actually take your compliance program more seriously when they see you and the program you represent as a living and breathing part of the organization. I also suggest that you make sure that the compliance function is represented at key multidisciplinary meetings. There's nothing wrong with inviting yourself to the table. The worst they can do is say no, but at least you've offered to lend your voice to the conversation and they know that you stand ready to be part of the solution. People don't usually say no to people who have a genuine and constructive desire to be a part of the team. And another recommendation I suggest is, especially if you're looking to the top job, is to make yourself visible among senior leaders. They are really the ones who will be making or influencing the hiring decision. Hiring from within is usually the preferred method for filling positions, so you have that to your advantage. So prove your worth with senior leaders, which means you'll need to have some kind of positive exposure with them so that they can see that you might be the right person for that position.
Which I also imagine means making whoever has currently the top job comfortable bringing you along.
Right, that's critical.
Now, are there other actions that should be taken outside of the four walls of the workplace to help position yourself as a future leader?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked earlier also about getting out and being visible in the greater industry through writing publications and speaking opportunities. You know, one piece of that is to also hold yourself out as a mentor. You don't have to be a chief compliance officer to mentor others. You can be a mentor at any stage of your career. So always be willing to give advice or encourage others to work their way up the ladder. You know, one of the things that we did here in Arizona is we formed a Arizona Hospital Compliance Officer Consortium. So we reached out to all the hospital compliance officers in the state of Arizona, and we created this consortium where on a quarterly basis, we would all get together and just kind of soundboard off of each other. You know, what are you all doing? What systems do you use? What works? What doesn't work? And it was a great opportunity to really bring people together and have some good dialogue one with another. And it helped everybody get to know, you know, who are my peers in the industry?
Yeah, and certainly who are the ones who stand out. Now, in the movies, the person who wants the top job walks into the CEO's office and says something like, "Chief, I'm the right one for the job, and you'd be a fool not to give it to me." But life isn't like the movies. So how do you make that declaration the right way?
Well, I do tell people that if they want to work their way up the ladder, they need to make sure that their direct supervisor knows that they have that desire. But to your point, you can't just say, "Hey, I want your job someday." So there is a bit of good judgment that's involved in that. But it's important to let your supervisor know that you're interested in advancing in your career. And an emotionally intelligent manager should not take this as a threat. They should, in fact, encourage and mentor their employees to advance in their career and give them opportunities to grow and develop. But if you're concerned about how your direct supervisor might react to that, you might approach it more by way of, "Hey, I want to provide more value to the organization and the department, or I want to take on more responsibility." Another approach that might work well is, "What can I do to take things off of your plate so you can focus on higher priority activities?" Then that would give you the ability to kind of get involved in other areas without your direct supervisor feeling like, "Hey, you know, I want to someday be in your position." And if your direct supervisor doesn't know that you're interested in moving up in your career, they may pass you up for someone else who did express their interest, but who may not even be as qualified as you are. So you want to make sure you don't run that risk. And I also think that one side effect of communicating your desire is your superiors will know that if they don't find an opportunity for you in the future, someone else might, and they could run the risk of losing you to another organization. So they really have a vested interest in responding in some way to your interest.
And that does also, by the way, as you're talking about, somebody from outside, it's important going back to our earlier conversation for you to think, is there really room to grow in my organization? And if not, to keep your eye on what else is out there, both in your community and in other cities and states. Now, chances are the people interviewing you for the job have never worked in compliance, especially if you're going for the top job. The CEO's rarely has a background in compliance, general counsel, whoever else you may be talking to. They may think they know what the job is, but they're probably only partially right because they haven't been actually doing it. How do you best educate them while trying to win them over?
I think this is really a key point that most compliance professionals don't always understand, especially when it comes to getting the top job. When you're in a compliance support role, you're typically being hired by other compliance professionals who have a really strong working knowledge of what people in compliance do and the skill sets that are necessary to be successful. But once you start buying for those higher positions, the people who make that hiring decision are not compliance professionals. They may not know what compliance professionals do, or they may not even know when they found a good one. So you need to know how to bridge that knowledge or that perception gap. Whenever I have interviewed for top compliance positions, I always start by asking what they're looking for. What are the characteristics that they believe are the perfect candidate for this compliance role? And what I've learned most often is they're usually less concerned about regulatory expertise. They're almost always concerned with personality characteristics and fit. They want someone who will work with them and partner with them. Senior leaders don't want to be non-compliant. That's not their intent. But at the same time, they don't want a chief compliance officer who only knows the word no. They want someone who will provide meaningful guidance in a diplomatic and reasoned manner and are going to work with them on moving forward productively and compliantly. And I've seen that a lot in my career where the phone rings in the compliance officer's desk, they pick up the phone and somebody says, "Hey, we're thinking about this new process or this new initiative. Are we allowed to do this from a compliance perspective?" And the compliance officer says, "No, you can't do that." Never put a period after that sentence. You want to get to know through a yes. So the right answer is, "Well, we may not be able to do it exactly that way, but tell me what objective you're trying to accomplish, and let's come up with a route that may meet your objective, but in a way that's more compliant." So that's really what they're looking for, is someone who's going to partner with them on those types of things and not just be someone who sits back and says, "No, here are all the things you can't do."
Yeah, as you were responding to that last question, it sort of leads to another one, is that when you're interviewing for a job, they're interviewing you, but also you're interviewing them in a lot of ways, trying to figure out if the job is a fit or not. I think all of us in our career have sat in on an interview where we're interviewing for a position, and as you go through the conversation, you realize, geez, I really don't want to work here. What's the most important thing you want to learn and listen for as a candidate as you go through the interview process?
Yeah, so a couple of things to think about. One is, they're looking for right fit for their organization, and you're looking for right fit for the role. So be on the lookout for those types of aspects of is does this conform to my perception of what I an environment that I want to be working in? I think also a level of support. What kind of support are you going to get when it comes to running your compliance program? What kind of staffing should you be mindful of? Does it sound or seem to you like the people that are interviewing you are a strong compliant type of a group? Are they really interested and eager to be compliant? Sometimes you can pick that up with subtle comments that are made is, are they just trying to fill the role, or do they really want to be a compliant organization, and are they committed to that? If you're interviewing at a very large organization and they say we have, you know, two people in the compliance department, that may give you pause to step back and reflect on, can I be successful in that role if I don't have the kind of resources that I need? Whereas if they say, look, we're looking for an expert to come in and really help us understand what this needs to look like so that we can infuse the appropriate resources into it, that may give you a little more comfort in knowing that, yeah, this is a good fit for me.
Which, you know, can't be understated how important that is, because ultimately it's your career, you know, and it's ultimately your life. And if it's not a good fit, you're going to be the one day after day going to a place where you don't feel like you belong, where you may find yourself in a situation where after years of success, you can't succeed. And there's few things more frustrating than that. Well, Jim, thank you so much for the insights, both in this session and the previous two. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.